going up to where our water field is, and they did do a test well up there, and they said it was just terrible. The same happened with over by the creek. They did a test well over there, and went over 600 feet, and nothing but sand. So for us, it's a good place to go and look for more well sites, and we can use another one just because of what happened this summer.
So,
Mr. Gibson.
So that's, I have a couple of questions about that, George. So we do own something there right now.
Yeah, that 7 acres right in there is what we own.
And that's where some wells are.
That's where our 4 wells are.
But back to your discussion about water, it's my understanding, I think maybe you talked about this before, this was before your time. There was no permit from DNRC on the well that's there now. Is that correct?
Not yet.
And then this issue of water rights is still an issue, correct?
It's still up in the air, yes.
So
our water rights were, there is one well that has been permitted. That was the very first well that was drilled. That was done by John Anderson, which did the development. And that's been turned over to the town.
So back to the water rights. So your plan, if this were to happen, your plan is to put more wells in there?
More wells on that area for future, yes.
But what happened? If we don't have the water rights, how can we do that?
Well, we did it before.
So we're in the process right now of working with the DNRC. Our water rights attorney, Ross Miller, is preparing a permit application to DNRC for the 3 unpermitted wells. And DNRC has been communicative and easy to deal with on this. They have some administrative rules that they have to overcome, but we're working through that. So the change of, or the place of use change, which affects the whole community and changes the place of use, you know, as we've grown, that will be updated, but also then to permit these 3 wells. What we've said is that in that change or that permit, we've agreed to use what water we used to collect off of the old infiltration gallery up Middleburn Fork Road. We used to collect that water and treat it and put it into the system. We're now saying we'll put that water into this pond, which will help recharge the Bitter River's flows, because currently our wells are drawing water out, and DNRC is watching Bitter River flows and seeing that in wintertime those flows aren't being sustained, and they're relating that back to the town's well system.
So you talked about a reservoir, I mean just a water reservoir, but that's going to be one of the sticking points with the water rates, correct?
Not necessarily. That's a water improvements project.
Yeah, that's a different issue.
So would you use a whole 26 acres?
Well, you got to keep your wells a certain distance apart.
Right.
And right now, we didn't really do that with our first set of wells. They overlap a little bit. They're too close to one another. That would help keep it further apart. Plus, some of that property you're not going to be able to use for, because it's got irrigation ditches, there's some area that's got a little bit of swamp to it, you know, so. But it seems to be a good area.
But, okay. $185,000. There's not any other places for less? I mean, that seems like a lot of money for a piece of swamp gravel.
We've not investigated other properties other than the property we already own up Middleburn Fork, which we determined did not have quality water for well field.
What would these wells be used for? The
municipal drinking water.
But I mean, for where? Future developments?
As the community grows and the demand for water increases. And any future developments that come in, Twin Creeks was one of those cases where we required them to provide water rights with the development.
Well, and Creekside is going to be that's going to be a whole other issue. But
right.
That's
I mean, any new developments that come in, we're going to ask more than likely for some water rights to help offset what the town's using, and it's going to. Creekside Meadows is a good example. That's going to require a change in the permit to change the place of the point of use for the water.
Yeah, well, yeah, and of course there's a water surface issue there too.
Right.
The developer, which is a whole other thing.
So I, you know, the question before the council tonight is really a matter of, do you want to exercise your right of first refusal or not? And then from there, I mean, if the case is no, but your direction is to look at other properties for future well expansion, we can tie that into some sort of, you know, phase of the project as we move forward in waste or in water treatment projects. But if the option is to yes, you want to exercise your right of first refusal, then we need to decide how the project is funded, whether that be through cash out of the water fund or an intercap loan, or we go to one of the banks and do a note of some kind.
I'll just have one more question on that, is that I just, at this, I mean, I understand what you're saying, George, but speaking for the taxpayers, I don't know at this point where we get $185,000. That's one of my major concerns. I mean, I understand, you know, I mean, personally right now, I don't know if we're in that position. That's just my opinion. I would like to have the option to look at other places for less money. But again, my main concern right now is $185,000 from the taxpayer, whether it comes out of this pot, that pot, or this pot.
So there is a line item in the fiscal year 20 budget, which I acknowledge has not been adopted yet, but in the water budget, there is a $250,000 line item for a land purchase. We anticipated this may come up in the next fiscal year, and so we did set aside an earmark money for that in case it were, so that the council had that as an option. I think, I don't know, I mean, George probably knows better and can speak to what other properties adjacent to our current system would maybe make sense that are vacant and that can handle a well field for additional wells, but those sites would likely require additional infrastructure which we already have on the 7 acres.
I haven't really, you know, looked around for other property. I know there's actually quite a bit of property up that hill vertical in conservation easements, so you're not going to do anything there.
That could be possibly cheaper. I mean, do you need 26 acres?
Probably don't need a total of 26 acres, but it's a good deal right at this point in time.
Okay.
It's, you know, and you did see the appraisal that we got in February, so the $185,000 offer is obviously lower than what we had it appraised, and it's considerably lower than...
It just seems like, and I, you know more about that, but what I've been told about that land when I drove by there, again, there's a water surface issue to develop on it, I would assume. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't understand that somebody wants to buy it for $185,000. I certainly want to, just for myself or to build houses or, you know, I don't know.
Right. And I mean, the town would have no intention of developing it other than to...
No, I understand. I just don't know why it's worth $185,000, I guess.
Well, according to our appraisal, it's worth more.
It's worth more. It's just the price of land.
Mr. Schertz. So the bank took the land back from somebody. That's
correct.
Why the bank owns the land.
It was foreclosed on as I read it.
Yeah, when the Twin Creek subdivision went in or was originally developed, through that process, Missoula Federal Credit Union foreclosed on the development, which included that land. And so, you know, within the last year and a half, they've had that for sale. Mr. Short?
After reading through all the documentation and looking at the average cost of land, this isn't a bad deal. Per acre, $14,000 in the Bitter Valley, similar properties is what I read. I'm hesitant to pass because we're looking at the water's town, the future, down the road. Line item for $250,000, and this one's at $185,000. out of our budget right there. That's a savings of $65,000.
Okay, it's not a savings. That's like my wife was shopping. I saved $50 today and
I
bought a dress for
100.
And again, I'm not questioning the need in the future of the town. I'm questioning the $185,000 at this point from the taxpayer of the town. The taxpayer now, not possible future taxpayers. The taxpayer now. That's my point.
Sure. Whether taxpayer now or taxpayer in the future, we have to invest in the system.
And there might be other lands available. I don't know.
And that's, I think that's the problem that I run into is we don't know if there are other lands available. What I'm being told here is this is a good opportunity for the town.
The infrastructure is right there. Our infrastructure of the biking is right there. Otherwise, we're going to have to, if we found another piece that was clear up above the well field, that is what we might want.
We're looking at transmission mains and another well house, correct?
Yeah.
And treatment equipment?
Treatment equipment, power, all that stuff.
And in making this decision, it's important to note that the council has until the 20th of November at 9:30 p.m. to act on this, or you forfeit the right of first refusal. So
another special meeting.
If you wanted to.
Well, and I'm sure some have noticed already. Your agenda and packet haven't been published, and that's largely in part because we didn't know what the outcome of tonight's meeting was going to be, and if there needs to be an item on that agenda, then we'd rather not amend the agenda.
I guess, excuse me.
Mr. Gibson.
I guess I would like to wait for the 20th. I want to talk to George more. I want to actually talk to some other people about availability of land. And if it is true, you know, this is the best for the buck. Maybe we do have to do that. I would like to wait till, I don't know what day of the week that is.
That's a Wednesday.
20th is a Wednesday, so this can be revisited on next Thursday. We can put that on the agenda.
It looks really long next Thursday.
It does, but...
On the 11th, 12th, or 13th?
I'd like to do it on the 20th or the 19th.
I prefer not to wait till last minute.
It's not the last minute. Excuse me, councilperson.
Yes, sir.
That's only 6 days away, and what my request is check this out more. That's all I'm asking.
Sure, you know, but from my understanding, the last day to approve is the 20th.
Correct, yeah.
So we could have the 19th.
Yes, you could.
That would be my preference. Again, George, I'm not saying that I'm told. I just need, I mean, again, I know this, I haven't looked through. I'm not saying absolutely not at this time, but I would just like a little more time, and I would suggest we do it on the 19th.
Okay.
And that would be the only thing on the agenda. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how the rest of the council.
How does the rest of council feel? Do they feel like they need more time? Do you have questions tonight?
May I check my calendar?
Sure.
And I don't care what time we do it.
Well, and I think that's probably how we'll proceed, Steve, is we'll... I'll follow up to the council with an email as to availabilities and time frames.
It'd be nice if it could be earlier.
Right. I understand folks' hesitancy to with work schedules and stuff. So if there's a way we can make sure that everyone gets the same amount of information before a decision's made, then we'll take every step we can to do that.
Sure.
So, I mean, if we need to, I think the first step, if there's more information desired, you know, I think we presented all the information we have in regards to this piece of property. So the question is, are there other properties available?
And I just like to talk to George. I mean, I know George knows what he's doing. I just like the opportunity to talk to George a little more about this.
Okay. So any further council input is the direction of getting another meeting set up for further information acceptable to the council?
Yeah, that works for me. I mean, I'd like to go out there and take a look at the land, too, just to look for other uses that we could have with it as well.
Just a quick thing, you had mentioned...
We will call for public comment, yeah.
You had mentioned that there's surplus property is no longer used. Do you know the value of the surplus property, just acreage-wise, we're talking?
That's what, 20 acres, George? It's 20 acres. I don't know what it's valued at.
Sure. Where is it located?
It's up Middleburn Fork Road, what, 2 miles?
2 miles.
2 miles. It is landlocked.
Yeah.
There's access to it, but
we do have easement access.
So could I go out there with you sometime?
Yeah.
Okay.
So essentially, the 20-acre sale could cover close, not all, of 185.
In theory, yeah. Sure. It could offset some of the cost of either this land purchase or a different one. Yes.
Okay.
That land up there could actually be worth a little more because it's would be good grazing land up there.
I suppose. How many acres? I read in here that FEMA has designated part of it flood. How do you know how many acres?
He didn't say in the report.
No, he didn't say in the report.
It's just that kind of like that salty area where the ditches come from.
Where the sand water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's not designated as a formal floodplain, but more of a kind of like an area that's prone to water.
Possible flood, I think is what it said.
Right, yeah. Mr. Gibson?
George, what would be a good day time for you? It wouldn't take very long.
No.
We have to just get some bologna and Miracle Whip and take a road trip.
Well, I have to go next week.
Like, just give you a call?
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Give you a call Monday or Tuesday?
No, not Monday.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah.
Do any other members of the council desire to do a site visit of the property with George?
I would, but it's going to have to be on a weekend.
Okay.
I know.
I just want to make sure if a group of council wants to go, then we notice that and let the public participate if they wish.
We got a van.
We don't actually.
Oh, I thought we had a van.
No. Okay. Anything further before I call for public comment?
And I'll call you, George.
The property is currently owned by Missoula Fed. Can we just walk up there and take a look around?
Yeah.
And then any questions, we can just call you on
I'll touch base with them and let them know. I mean, they wanted an update, you know, based on the outcome of tonight's meeting. I'll let them know that they'd like to do some site visits of the property. And if they have any issues with that, I'll let you know. But I doubt that that'll be the case.
Well, I'm not going to walk if that is
it. I just want to put a tree stand up.
Of course, yes. That only makes sense. Okay, before I call for public comment, is there anything further on the topic? All right, I'll be in touch with the availability. All right, with that then, we'll call for public comment. You can comment on anything under tonight's agenda or under the jurisdiction of the town of Stevensville. Please make sure you sign the sign-in sheet at the podium. State your name and address for the record. And if I've missed something, Monica will be sure to correct. Mr. Michelson.
Bob Michelson, 222 Turner Street. I guess my question about this thing is, it seems to come up to the council on such a short notice. I understand the whole logistics of it, but how long has this property been up for sale? And if it has been, why are we in such a tight time frame? It sounds like it's almost like it puts the pressure on not only the council, but George and everybody else to purchase this. And number two, since it's such a large purchase and we have to get a loan, and if we're going to take any water out of the water and sewer fund, it just, to me, doesn't seem like it's really fiscally responsible right now. I have to agree with Mr. Gibson. I mean, we don't even have a budget yet. And here we are looking at spending $177,000 and we don't even know what we have. We haven't even have a cash balance. I know we're on a tight notice here, but and this is something that this big of a purchase for a town like this, we have water rates. We just had a school bond that just went up, and my taxes just went up about $400, and everybody else is going to be screaming when I hear about this if the council passes this at this time. We really have to tighten our belts. We really do, in my opinion. The spending spree that we have, and I understand the logistics of us and needing a water well down the road, but I think the first priority would be to get our budget in order. Because if we don't have a budget, I don't see how we can just start spending on something that, you know, if we got to take up a loan, that doesn't sound real good for the fiscal responsibility of the town of Stephenville. Thank you.
Just to touch base then on a couple of points for clarification, because you did have some questions and we can clarify those. The reason for the haste in this process or the time sensitivity is because this action or this process was initiated by a third party placing an offer on the property. It wasn't initiated by the town. Yes, the property has been for sale, and Mr. Michelson, you sat on the council that authorized an appraisal of the property. The administration did not, though, bring the property back forward for a variety of reasons. There were other initiatives that the council and administration undertook, and that went to the back burner. Because the third party has placed an offer, that initiated the process. Otherwise, we likely wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation tonight. We do know our cash balances. In fact, Robert can give us the cash balance of the water fund tonight. What is it, Robert?
Water fund right now is 1.506 million, with a 200 of that 206 is reserved for a bond, and the sewer is 674,000.
Okay. 23. I think for the purposes of this project, we're just looking at water funds. The wastewater treatment plant won't be affected by this acquisition. Further public comment.
My name is Jesse Reeves. My address is 3747 Devon Loop. And I am the person that made the offer on the land. And I wondered if there is a solution for both. You know, like a water easement on the well, because in my research, you know, through the DNRC, like, we couldn't even drill a well if we wanted to, because there's no appropriated water rights out of that property because it's already been overused. That was what I understood from it. And so, you know, we couldn't even use the land. We would like to build a home on it and just make it our home. You know, we've got two young boys, and we own and operate a general contracting business, and we want to move closer to town. We live up on Airport Road right now, and we're tired of the dirt road, and our boys are just starting school, and so location-wise, it's great. We love Stephenville. We've been a part of the community for about 9 years now, and so part of the water, you know, issue, I mean, we would totally be on board with, if, you know, if it's even possible through the DNRC to drill additional wells on there for the town of Stephenville to do some sort of an easement for it. And so, you know, I'm looking at this issue and thinking, well, you know, maybe we could kill two birds with one stone and have, you know, this property being used minimally. You know, we'd eventually like to maybe have some horses or a couple cows or something, so we really don't need all that land, but we love it, and we'd love to be able to live there. And so, but a big part of that equation is being able to annex it in to the city after we buy it, and then hook up to city water and city sewers. So we would have no intention of drilling a well. And so we'd be all for some sort of an easement around the ponds to protect them. I mean, Stephenville wouldn't be out $185,000 to purchase it, and they could still accomplish what they want. So anyways, I wanted to throw my two cents into it. I've done quite a bit of research on the land, and, you know, that's kind of my conclusion on it, so. Thank you very much.
Sure. Mr. Gibson.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Jesse.
Jesse.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, you, if you bought the property, and again, I'll get back with George, you'd be willing to give more of that property to the town if they could dig another well?
Well,
or sell it?
An easement. Right, for
yeah.
a well, because to my knowledge, there's four wells drilled on that property already. None of them we could use. You know, when I talked to Erin, I believe it was down at the DNRC for an hour and a half, she went through in detail the, you know, 16 water rights on the property. You know, there's irrigation water rights that could be used for, but no domestic use water rights. And so that was like a big...
So how would you get water to the home you built?
Well, we would be relying on approval from the city to hook up, because right there on that back corner of the subdivision on Cowhide Lane, I think is what it, or maybe Hitching Post, but all the utilities are right there.
But you'd have to pay for that.
Right. Yeah, just like any
okay.
piece of property
no,
that I would buy and build a home on, or the homeowner does, that's what I do for a living.
Okay.
I'm used to researching and figuring all this out and then hooking up utilities, and so.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
All right.
Any further public comment? Mr. Kern.
Bill Kern, 503 Charlos. And apologize if I'm going over this again and you're already aware of it. Because, you know, Robin was involved and so she may have already raised you this, but the way this ended up, or the way we got in the position that we're in with regard to that land, is that when the credit union took over the property, then, you know, there was one well there, and they were supposed to give us the acreage to cover that one well, and that was the one that would serve that subdivision. Okay, so then it was decided that we needed to move away from the infiltration system up above, and so they would go to a well field system, and that had been talked about for 10 years or more to get away from the infiltration, because it wasn't a proper system and it wasn't sustainable. Anyway, so Mayor Mimak then started negotiating with the credit union, and he was able to get an additional acre on the land that they were going to give us. That was part of the deal in the subdivision. They would give us the land, and he negotiated for an additional acre to help a little bit with the well field. And then because the well field, these were wells, we really didn't have a history of what they would be in the spacing. I remember that was a concern as to the spacing of them and how far apart they had to be, and we really didn't know what the sand situation is, because we've had trouble with sand. I think one has been a sand problem for us for a long time. So anyway, Gene then added to the deal a first right of refusal on remainder of the property in case we had problems with the well field. In other words, the wells were too close, so we needed to move, and so that's why he put that in, and they agreed to it, to give us the first right of refusal. No skin off of their nose, because if they had a buyer and willing to pay whatever their price was, we had to match it. The only hickey we had was it had to appraise for the town to be able to buy it. So that's kind of where we're at. The well field hasn't been as worked as well as we thought, because we thought we were going to get, 1,000 gallons a minute out of those wells. And that was, we're not getting it. Even the first well was smaller, but the other three were, we thought, at least get 1,000 gallons a minute out of them. And it didn't work. And so we're still struggling with that. So I think it would really be a mistake for us not to get additional property at this point in time, so we can at least sustain the existing system as well as maybe add for it. But these things just don't come around. $185,000 we're talking about, that would be eaten up quickly if we had to run substantially a width of distance and then had to run all the piping and everything else back to this system to distribute it. That well system is a distribution system to into the town, and it's all sitting there away. It's already, and it's there. So we would just be adding on to that. So I understand, it's interesting that the land appraises that more than that, but so we're okay there. But you guys, we're talking about our future. And you know, the mistakes you make now can last forever. I mean, can really set us back. So I think you should consider, you know, if you can see it in your heart, in your mind, we should do this. Because it's something, it could really be a problem for us down the road. And we're not even talking, as I understand, in one of the growth deals we talked about, we have enough water and sewer to sustain the lots, the potential lots that we have within the city. And that's Twin Creeks and Creekside. So if those are already in the city, if in fact they're developed, we have enough water and sewer to do that. But we got to get some water out of those wells. And so I think, and we haven't solved that problem yet. So anyway, thank you.
Could I just ask Jesse what? Jesse and George.
Yeah.
George, would you be able to get with Jesse too and go out there and see what he's talking about, where that land would be, you know, that he'd be willing to allow easement, and if that would meet some of your needs? So could you guys get together?
I mean, I hear what he's saying, but I don't see how owning the land, because you want the water.
Right.
I mean, you can still get the water and not own the land.
So if you could get with George before the 19th, I appreciate it.
I was going to suggest the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I do have to leave out of the country next Thursday. I'll be gone for 10 days.
Well, that's next
week. That's 14th, so it'll happen before then. I'll have to.
Oh, so if George, if you could get with Jesse before he has to leave.
Okay.
We'll also have Mr. Owens look into how those processes may work.
Well, I've got a comment on that as well. I mean, while we're on this issue, I mean, obviously the council, Robin's been with the council for a long time. She probably knows best about why they put that or the first refusal on that land. Either which way, you get a decision whether you buy the land or not. Now, when you're in talks about easements, it is a negotiation piece for the town. If you're going to give up your right of first refusal, in the event that you don't buy it, but you're going to want to reduce that to writing. Because the problem that I see in the future is if you say, okay, that's great, without anything in writing about easements, and then Jesse, sorry,
right,
that's your last name, sells it to the next buyer, it's gone. Right. It's not locked into writing. So that's the route the council is leading. You don't want to start to go doing that process. If the route that the town, the council, is going is to purchase.
Don't know.
And I'm not asking that question. I just want to make sure that you understand there's enough time that in the event that there's going to be some easement discussion that is a lot of legal work.
And again, you know, I'm sorry.
Sure.
And Scott, and not just, you know, again, I mean, there is, of course, the bank owes it, but we have, there's something to do with private property rights, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And I mean, that's why it was interesting to listen to this gentleman. You know, I mean, that's another concern of mine, is private property rights.
Okay. Any further public comment? All right. Anything further from council? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.